A plane crashes at Port Miami, another propulsion issue, and christening the ship behind me. Cruise News Today starts now.
From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studio, this is Cruise News Today on location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Sunday, February 25th. A Cessna 208 seaplane crashed in the waters at Port Miami on Friday afternoon while five cruise ships were in port. Fortunately, all passengers had evacuated the plane safely and got out of the water with no reported injuries. The incident occurred in the main channel between the port's north side and the MacArthur Causeway. Emergency crews eventually towed the plane to the Miami Seaplane Base on Watson Island. The crash remains under investigation. And more propulsion issues. Carnival Legend experienced engine issues on Friday afternoon off the coast of Florida, resulting in a delayed return to Baltimore. While the ship originally was slated to arrive in Baltimore today, the vessel was already delayed because of the outage. Well, it was forced to change course in order to disembark a passenger in need of a medical emergency. An email to passengers expecting to board on Sunday were informed that their ship would not be leaving Baltimore until Monday and that the scheduled 7-night sailing would now be a 6-night voyage. And finally, the reason why we are here in Texas.
I hereby name this ship Carnival Jubilee.
Carnival Jubilee was christened here at a pierside ceremony in Galveston on Saturday. The event featured godmother Gwen Stefani pulling the lever with the steer rope, which activated the bottle of champagne to bust against the ship's bow. Carnival also donated $50,000 to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital during the christening event. 20 years ago, the original MS Jubilee also sailed from Texas, in fact, from this very same port. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation up slightly, 15.23. Royal Caribbean down 0.5%, 121.91. And Norwegian down 1%, 16.17. If you have a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Here in the beautiful port of Galveston, Texas, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Sunday.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switch2wowbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.